Miss College Football.
Jenty, his first touch. And typical Ashton Jenty. Look at him go! You can't bring him down! Is he? Yes, he will!
We can't wait for the 2025 season.
Bo Howard with a third and 11. He'll throw it. He's going for it. Jeremiah Smith, one-on-one. Game, set, match. Whenever you needed it, you got it.
And we're counting down the days to kickoff.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
I said no.
Are we there yet?
What's wrong with your ears?
Here is your college football fix, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
39 days until UNLV kicks off its football season against Idaho State, and now they have a new sheriff in town. Dan Mullen, the last few years, has been on to ESPN, but before that, he was the head man at Florida and Mississippi State, and now he's running the Rebels. And now joining us is Coach Dan Mullen. Dan, first off, congratulations. I know we haven't spoken on the air since you took the job at UNLV, so I just wanted to congratulate you on the air, and thanks so much for doing this. How you been?
I've been great. I appreciate it. I'm excited. You know, it's great to be back in, and we got a lot of great things happening in Las Vegas, and it's going to be, we're going to have a lot of fun. I mean, we're going to put on a show in a town where there's always great shows to go see. We got to find a way to be the best show in town.
Have you been to Piero's, a great restaurant in Las Vegas so far?
Of course. You got to get the veal parm there at Piero's. Big fan of the veal parm. I go though when I do it, definitely with the penne and vodka sauce is the side dish with the Piero's veal parm.
Also, I would recommend the garbage Caesar salad, the shrimp cocktail, and the meatballs too, Coach. You know, you got to do it big in Vegas. You can't just go and just get the veal parm, all right?
Always. Hey, always. Well, you know what? Pat there is always taking care of me when we go in. She's always there waiting with a smile on her face.
Yeah, no, so, it is a tremendous restaurant. Our buddy Sully, who listens to the show, he took me there a few years ago when the Super Bowl was out there, and I just actually went to a bachelor party a few months ago in Vegas, and I took 16 guys to Piero's, and I'm surprised the place is still standing, honestly, after the damage that we did. But anyway, Dan Mullen here with us, now running UNLV. So I talked to you towards the end of the football season last year. You said you loved what you're doing at ESPN, but it had to be the right situation for you to go back to coaching. Why take the UNLV job, and why was it the proper job for you?
Well, you know, as you look at things, you look, there are a couple things that were going to be important, right? And number one was going to be the opportunity to win a championship. And at UNLV last year, we're a game away from the college football playoff, lost to Boise in the Mountain West championship game. So there's already a solid foundation. It's not a rebuild from scratch. You know, there is a solid foundation of winning in place that we just needs a little push to get to the next step. The next one was going to be facilities. I didn't want to go into a place where, you know, I mean, the last job I was at, we were probably last in the league in facilities, you know, where you go in and you have nothing, you know, you're scraping by to try to build things and try to raise money to build things and create facilities. And we have unbelievable facilities, both our football facility on campus. We played Allegiant Stadium. Everything was in place that way. And finally, for me and my family, I had a place where I wanted my kids to graduate from high school, a place I wanted to live. I love the city of Las Vegas. I think it's a great place to live, great place to raise a family. Got great schools there. It's a great community. I know as most people view the Strip, right, as, you know, I think the world thinks 90% of Las Vegas is the Strip and 10% the city. And I think in reality, it's the other way around, where 90% is the city and 10% is the Strip. And so the city offers so much and such a great place to live. So it kind of checked every box. And, you know, I mean, if you would ask me 3 years ago, just on a whim, without investigating, without anything, would you be the head coach at UNLV? I would say, I don't think that would ever happen. But after being out, after investigating, learning about the program, seeing things, seeing where we are in college football and the future of the program we can build at UNLV, as you said, it kind of checked every box and hit the right situation for me to get back in.
Now, you haven't been a head coach since 2021 when you were wrapping up at Florida. You had a very good job at ESPN and you were good at it. Now you're getting thrown back into this world where there's NIL and the transfer portal, and I'm not against those things, but there's a lot of uncertainty and changes in the sport. Just look how the Mountain West is going to look this year compared to how it's going to look next year with a lot of teams moving to the Pac-12. Why want to immerse yourself, outside of what you just said, into this NIL and transfer portal world?
That does seem a little bit crazy, doesn't it? Right there, like as you said, I had a great time. Had a great gig at ESPN. Loved the people at ESPN. Loved working with everybody at ESPN, and really enjoyed it with the family. And you know what? There were a couple of situations last year hit, and you start to realize how much you miss being around the players, how much you miss the player development. Helping guys accomplish their goals and achieve their goals. It's those little things that you miss coaching, the opportunity to impact young kids' lives and help them accomplish goals. And it just kind of was something that was still inside of me, had a fire, but as we talked, it had to be a right situation. And, there were several, there are people over the last several years that had called, even this past year, got some calls, and it didn't kind of spark a fire, and the UNLV one kind of did. And, even my wife was wondering, she was kind of like, that's like all of these things, why Las Vegas? And, and as I said, as I dove into it, as I dug into looking at it and researching, I said, you know what, this is a challenge that's going to excite me, and this is something I want to be a part of, and we're excited to get going this season.
Dan Mullen here with us, the new head football coach at UNLV. Being 3 years out of the game, I know you're with ESPN, but not coaching. How are you a different coach now as you get set for your first full season at UNLV?
I think over the last 3 years, one thing that's helped is you look at, as you mentioned, the massive change going on in football over the last 3 years, being able to see it from a 30,000, foot view, looking down, not dealing with all the day-to-day basics, being able to talk to coaches, do some research, see how they're handling the portal, see how things are going with NIL, seeing those things, I think certainly helped seeing it from afar. So I think, your beliefs, I don't know, I'm kind of getting older. So, I'm not, a leopard don't change their spots in some ways. I'm still going to be me. The outline of how we run our program is still going to be run the same way I've always run it. But I think having that experience and being able to see some of the adjustments from afar has certainly helped me in the approach with today's players, with the transfer portal, as you mentioned, with NIL, and how we set up the program, how we build the program, and how we help and deal with players in today's world. I think I was much more prepared kind of coming from the outside than having to have lived the daily changes over the last several years.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of changes. There are now more roster turnover and changes than ever before in college football from year to year. But Barry Odom did a good job. Obviously, UNLV is in a good spot. But how do you put your spin on it? When people tune in to watch you guys play your first game, what will a Dan Mullen football team look like at UNLV?
Well, if you've seen our teams in the past, we're gonna run an exciting offense. We're gonna, run the pro spread that we created back at Bowling Green, however many years ago that was now. And we've tweaked through the years. It seems like everybody used to be a lot of fun. Nobody ran it. Now that's at every level of football, that's all you see. So maybe I have to go backwards and get run the wishbone or something. But no, we're going to run the offense. We're going to be explosive, try to put up a lot of points offensively. And then defensively, Paul Gunther, our defensive coordinator, I brought in from the NFL because I wanted a very, very aggressive scheme defensively that I've always liked to have. We're going to get after people. But most importantly, you come watch us play. We're going to play with effort. I want to see a team that's going to go out there and play with unbelievable effort, play fast and hard for 60 minutes. So that, the problem that we're going to have, right? We're in Las Vegas. There's a lot of different show options. There's a lot of different shows you can go see. So what's going to make you want to show up at Allegiant Stadium on a Saturday afternoon, right? It's going to be, right, to get to Allegiant, you want to have the best team going and be the best show. So we got to create an exciting product out on the field, but I think our fans are going to see an exciting product of guys that play hard and love what they do and represent the university the right way.
Yeah, I know my alma mater, Temple, they were after Alex Orji, and you guys ended up getting him from Michigan. And I like Michigan football a lot, so I'm familiar with Alex Orji. You guys have him. What can fans expect out of him if they're not familiar with him?
Well, you know, Alex did such a great job at Michigan the last couple of years. He was on a national championship team. You saw it last year, Ohio State trying to tackle him, and they struggled to tackle him. He's a guy that is one at 6'3" and a half, 240 pounds of muscle. To step in front of him when he's running the ball is obviously a business decision that you have to make. But you know what's really impressed me, and what was, you know, the one that excited me to get him is his desire to come in and develop as a passer. You know, and really learn the passing game from the pocket, learn protections, learn how to develop as a complete quarterback, and he's really worked hard to do that.
Yeah, where do you think he is at in that process? We know he could run, but the throwing was a little bit of a problem last year at Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's that's the development stage of things with guys, you know, and you know, for him, it's you know, he talked a lot about the growth that he has made in understanding the position as a quarterback. Obviously, for me as a coach, my job is in games is to put guys in position to succeed on Saturday. However, you know, this whole offseason, even going into training camp, I'm all about development, the complete development of a player. And you know, we're going to develop every phase of the game, of his game, of all of our guys on the team. I want to develop every phase of everybody's game. Then as we get close, as we, you know, really get into that final 2 weeks of training camp, we're going to kind of hone it back, hone in on put everybody in a position to do what they do well, and we're going to continue to do that. You know, even with the transfer portal, it's still about player development. That's a part of football being a way that is too many people have lost the understanding of. It's still, you know, you're in college football. It's still a game of player development and what it takes to develop guys in today's day and age of football, making sure the players understand what it takes to develop in today's day and age of football. And that's been our focus.
Yeah, and that's always an interesting part to me, Dan Mullen, that I think gets lost. I know college football is a little bit of an older game now, but still, you're dealing with young adults, and when things don't go perfectly the right way at one stop, you wonder how their confidence will be heading into a next stop, not just for Alex, but the way that you guys have hit the portal. How do you kind of assess if things didn't go necessarily the right way one way, that you could still get the best out of that kid under your watch?
Well, you know, that's one of the things is guys come in, especially portal players come in on visits. That's our number one discussion is about development, of making sure we understand all the whys. Why did you leave where you're at? Where do you want to go? How do you expect to get there? And as on their journey and growth in college and their development, they have got to understand that developmental stage. And at some point, you know, you have to worry about development. And we spend a lot of time on that in recruiting. And obviously, you know, I think for us, the guys that really understand that, you know, when you sit down and you talk about, here's the steps we're going to take to develop you into becoming a great football player. You know, they in the transfer world, guys have a lot of options of a lot of different schools that they can go to. And, you know, if development is important to them, you're going to see them probably choose UNLV. If there's other things that are important to them, then they might not choose us. But, you know, I think that is something that gets sorted out in our plan of how we lay it out for guys in the portal. This is where you're at. Here's where you are at this stage of your career. Here's some steps I think you need to take to get to where you want to go. We're going to help you accomplish that, but you got to buy in and believe in what we're doing for that to happen. And I think if you're upfront and honest with the guys from the beginning, it's a lot easier for them to see that and to buy in.
I know you brought in Anthony as well from Virginia. Have you named the starting quarterback yet?
No, we have so much. I mean, heck, we've, you know, with both those guys, when you really look at it, you have some OTAs and walkthrough stuff on the field where they get to introduce the offense to them. You know, then you go through spring ball, and now we're going in the training camp. So it's really time three learning the offense. You know, we're still very much in that developmental evaluation stage. The guys learning what to do and how to do it. I don't think we've gotten to the why we're doing it all yet, which we need for the quarterbacks, you know, with them on the field. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, this third time going through the installations, really learning things, how fast they pick it up, how comfortable they are. And you know, and we'll see, you know, where they're at by the time we kick it off. We get a week zero game, so we'll get to make that decision probably before everybody else in the country.
Yeah, if you had to start a game tomorrow, who would start? Just wondering, Coach Dan Mullen.
Holy cow! I don't even know. I would guarantee they both would play.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow. Yeah. You know, they both would get in the game. You know, and what's interesting, they both bring a different skills. So That's where I would be. If I had to go play tomorrow, I'd play both of them and see if you can take away their different skill sets as we come after you. And I want to, you know, if you know me and my background, I want to come out with you with as many different weapons all over the field as we can. And they both have a lot of talent. So I think you'd see both of them and try to see if you can figure out how to stop either one.
Yeah, and Jaden Thomas had a heck of a year last year. And Moore's even going to be thrown on his plate. It also helps when you have a back like that, too.
Yeah, he's, you know what, I mean, Jeff's a guy that you know, is one of the top playmakers coming back to the Mountain West Conference this year. He can do it with, you know, with the ball in his hands, running out of the backfield, running downhill. You get him out in the perimeter in the pass game, and he's dangerous with the ball in his hands in space. He's a complete back. You know, he's not going to be, you know, when you look at him at his big monster back, but he's not a slight scat back. He can do it all and bring a lot to the table, and he's the guy we're going to make sure gets the ball in his hands in a lot of different situations and a lot of different areas of the field to see what type of matchups we can create and problems we can create for defenses to allow him to go do his thing in the open field.
Wrap it up with Dan Mullen, the new head football coach at UNLV. They'll be kicking off their season in week zero. The other day, Dan, Greg McElroy said that he talked to someone in the know, and he doesn't believe from what he talked to with that person that Nick Saban has done coaching. Do you see Nick Saban ever returning to coaching?
I don't see it, but, you know, Greg McElroy knows a lot more than I do right there in those situations of people in the know. Listen, I put it this way: in the Nick Saban era of coaching, there's only one person besides Nick Saban in the know, and that's Miss Terry. So if he didn't talk to Nick or Miss Terry, I don't think you're in the know in that nest right there of the people that are the decision makers in the Saban family right there. So, you know, I think Nick, we'll see. I think he's enjoying his time at ESPN like I really enjoyed my time at ESPN. And, you know, give him another year or two and we'll see. Maybe he gets that gets antsy again and gets that itch kind of like I did to get back out there on the field. And we'll see if he does come back. But I don't know if I'd expect to see Nick back on the sidelines anytime soon.
And then two more for you, just because you've been around some of the best quarterbacks. And obviously, we heard Paul Feinbaum say that Arch Manning could be the most successful quarterback in college football since Tim Tebow. There's a lot of hype around Arch Manning, you know, just with his family last name. People are talking about him winning the Heisman this year. Texas winning the national championship. Do you think he's ready for the moment for this upcoming season?
Well, you know, I think the big thing, one, when you're going with Tim Tebow, that's a big one right there. You're talking about three Heisman Trophy finalists, two national titles, multiple-time All-American, multiple-time College Football Player of the Year. But the one thing I will say that I'm really impressed with Arch Manning, and you know, I hit on it earlier, is, you know, you see he's a guy right now, and you look in and go back and look at his recruiting class, look at all the different quarterbacks. All of them worried about a lot of different things. I don't know how many of those things were development. Everything was playing time. How many yards am I throwing? What's the offense? What am I doing? And not how am I developing and getting better every single day? And the one thing that I think that you have to really watch out for Arch Manning is, one, obviously you've got to see him play some. I think he's an extremely talented young man. But he has also spent the time in his career doing it the right way and developing. So I think, I don't know that there's the stage is not going to be too big. He's not going to be inexperienced. He's going to be ready for the moment because he has spent, not because of his last name, because he spent the last couple of years developing in an old school way, the right way, to be ready to get on that field and go make plays. And so I think that gives him an edge over a lot of quarterbacks that maybe have more experience but are on their second or third school. I would give him the edge over a lot of those guys as well because of the development stage of playing for Sark, understanding what development is, and being in the system for a long time.
And then just one more. I got to ask you because it's Florida-driven. DJ Lagway, clearly a lot of hype. We saw him a little bit last year, and it was successful. Billy Napier is now back. I can't wait. I know you're focused on UNLV, Dan, but since I have you here, I can't wait to see how we're talking about DJ Lagway at the end of the year.
I got to see him being on TV and doing stuff last year. You got to see. I mean, I think he's a tremendous talent. Obviously, those steps from year one to year two are huge, and to see – you know, where his development is, you know, and again, that's my old school ways. It always gets the development of the, you know, I think that's where you should see huge steps between, you know, your year one being on the field and getting that initial experience into year two where you're comfortable being the guy on the field. And I'd be really interested to see the development and how much he's been developed this offseason to take those next steps.
Well, Coach, good luck this upcoming season. We appreciate the time as always. Be well and eat a lot of Pierros for us, okay?
Oh, hey, you name it. There's great restaurants. I think I'm heading to tomorrow night. I'll be at Barry's over there at Circa.
Oh, delicious.
We have Outlast Media Days coming up. So I'm going to head to Circa. We're at Circa Hotel. You haven't been there. So I'll be heading to Barry's there in one of the top steakhouses. There's just so many great restaurants in the city. It's a lot of fun. We're never going to run out of things to do in Las Vegas.
Go to the Legacy Club, but the Circa Swim. Yeah, Coach, you'll be in heaven with the pools and all the TVs. It's unbelievable.
I can't wait. Hey, we have multiple bye weeks this year, so maybe I got to hit the pool for a bye week and just see every single college football game at one time going on. So,
Coach, thanks so much. We appreciate it. You're the best.
Absolutely. Have a great day.